Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when there above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. We gotta go,
go
tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. So go,
go
and tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born.
Welcome this morning to Truth Source, the Word of God, as we seek to discover sound biblical truth for today's world through the study of Scripture. This is Pastor Alan Marson from Christ Range Church in Frederick County, Virginia, with today's message titled, God With Us. Today's message will come from several passages of Scripture as we change up a little in the celebration of our Lord Jesus' birth. So let us open with prayer. God of glory, your splendor shines from a manger in Bethlehem into the darkness of human night. Open our eyes to Christ's presence in the shadows of our world so that we, like him, may become beacons of your justice and defenders of all for whom there is no room. Everlasting God, your Son is the light of the world. Your Son is the way, the truth, and the life. Lead us by your light and truth. Looking for Jesus, let us find him. Looked for by Jesus, we are found first. Amen. Our first reading today comes from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. So as we approach that glorious day of the birth of our Savior, even as we anticipate his coming again, this is Christmas Eve, the day before the very day when God announced the way for us to find eternity with him. We celebrate this day with great joy, for it tells us of God's love for each of us and fulfills the promise that God has not forgotten us, but gives us all he has promised, and he sends to us a child. But far more than a child, it is God with us. Today we have changed our format to take advantage of the wealth of material to celebrate this wonderful event with both Scripture and song. So from our passage in Micah, we have the reason why Bethlehem. When the wise men came to Herod seeking the king of the Jews, barely controlling his rage, he commands the religious leaders to search the scripture and tell him where the Messiah is to be born. And after some time, and I'm surprised that they had to search so long, they come back to Herod with this very passage. Herod, in his selfishness, misses the glory of God's might in seeking to kill the baby rather than worship him. God had a plan all along. The child was to come through the lineage of David, so why not David's hometown? Like so much today, we have available knowledge more than any generation of humanity before us, and more even readily available than ever, but we seek not God's will, but our own. Going now to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. And then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth your relative has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed her. So over 700 years after Micah, we have the first announcement that the expectations of the Jews was really going to happen. It was not in some king's court or palace, but to a simple, very young village girl, a virgin, who through her life had found favor with God. So how does Mary accept such an unheard of proposition? She says, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. So how do you respond to God's prodding in life?
Thank you.
Now turning to Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you, according to the joy of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For if you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now going back or forward another 700 years, or back to the 700 years of the prophet Isaiah, the prophet gives us so much about who this child will actually be. This is one passage that gets included every year, but have we taken time to really digest what it tells us? In this description, we hear nothing of what the world offers, but more of what we will expect in heaven while on earth. The child will bring us peace. Now turn back to Luke in chapter 2, 1 through 20, the Christmas story. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered according to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. So finally today we have the Christmas story from Luke 2. Do not let this familiar story lose its impact on your life. We have heard it many times. We have probably read it at home on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve for our families. But we do not read it enough to fully grasp the wonder and the glory of what occurred in a stable over 2,000 years ago. God did not send us a message, a letter, a video, or even the Bible. He sent us as our guide. And it's not the main purpose of Christmas. So why is Christmas so special? God with us. God so loved us that he came to live as a human being, to suffer, to thirst, to hunger, and bleed just like us when he didn't have to. He didn't come as a mighty warrior in a chariot, but riding a donkey in full humbleness. God sent his son to us. If I can do it, so can you. God came to us physically to be the example of the life we should all lead. He didn't come to force us or really even scare us into submission, but came in love as one of us. This Christmas, make a vow to do better than ever before, to live as Jesus did, to learn more and more about Jesus and his gospel. Prepare yourself for the day you will have the opportunity to meet him face to face. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Let us close with our benediction. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. May Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, who comes with healing in his wings, fill you with the joy and peace that passes all understanding. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always on this Christmas and in the days to come, as our Savior will come back for us. Amen, and a very happy Merry Christmas. So thank you for joining us today on the radio. If able, find a good church, worship with God's people, but we pray you will find God here as well. You can hear a message every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on this radio station, or join us in person at Christ Range Church at 11 a.m. for Truth Source, the Word of God. If you missed a message, go to www.talkwinchester.com, then Church Services, and then Christ Reigns. You can also find videos of our messages on our website. This is from Christ Range Church, www.crpchurch.com.